afternoon. The top stories at 12 hours. Fred Membe demands immediate halt to journalism bill, warns of threat to media freedom, Congolese refugee nabbed for attempted human smuggling, and Pope Francis dies aged 88, Vatican says.
The Hot FM News with Natasha Nguni.
And now the news in detail. Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has stated that the Zambia Institute of Journalism Bill must be stopped immediately, warning that it would severely undermine media freedom and cripple journalism in Zambia if enacted. He has emphasized that the legislation signals a return to the restrictive environment journalists faced under Frederick Chiluba's presidency 3 decades ago. Dr. Membe has recalled that a similar attempt in 1995 was declared unconstitutional by the High Court and questioned the justification of reviving such legislation. He has argued that statutory regulation would place journalism under house arrest and that media freedom cannot exist with strict regulatory controls. Dr. Membe has maintained that journalism should remain an open calling and dismissed claims that Zambia lacks laws regulating the press, asserting that the media is already burdened by excessive legal restrictions. Dr. Membe has stressed that meaningful democracy requires tolerance and critical debate, advocating for open dialogue rather than censorship.
Journalism is no more than the paid and increasingly unpaid exercise of the general right to freedom of expression. That is why it should be open to anybody who feels called to it or simply has something to say. Journalism should not be treated as a closed profession requiring special entry standards and regulations. Journalists are not doctors or lawyers. As a glance at the payslips of most struggling hacks would do readily confirm, a system allowing them to be struck off or denied a press card for breaching some enforced code would be anathema to media freedom.
A 58-year-old Namibian-based Congolese refugee has been apprehended by the Department of Immigration in Kalomo for allegedly attempting to smuggle 7 undocumented Congolese nationals into Namibia. Department of Immigration Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinga says the suspect, identified as Ngage Singimana, was intercepted on Sunday, April 20th, 2025, during a routine immigration status check aboard a Livingston-bound passenger train. According to Mr. Nshinga, Mr. Singimana was found in the company of 7 Congolese nationals who lacked valid documentation authorizing their stay in or transit through Zambia. He says the group comprised a 27-year-old woman, a 19-year-old man, and 5 male children between the ages of 4 and 16. Mr. Nshinga has explained that while Singimana himself holds a valid refugee travel document issued by Namibian authorities and was legally present in Zambia at the time, immigration officers noted that he failed to provide a credible explanation for his involvement with the undocumented individuals. He says the department has since launched a full investigation into the suspected human smuggling attempt, and Mr. Singimana, along with the 2 adult Congolese nationals, are currently in detention pending further inquiries.
The group consisted of a 27-year-old female, a 19-year-old male, and 5 male children aged between 4 and 16. Singimana, who holds a valid refugee travel document issued by the Namibian authorities, was legally present in Zambia at the time of the apprehension. However, he failed to provide a credible explanation for his association with the undocumented individuals whom we believe he picked up from Dola with the intent to facilitate their illegal entry into Namibia. The department has launched a full investigation into the matter. Singimana and the 2 other adults are currently in detention, while the 5 children have been placed in the care of the Department of Social Welfare to ensure their safety and well-being.
The Community Technology Development Trust, CTDT, has expressed concern over Zambia's current seed laws, warning that they are limiting communities' ability to produce, exchange, and distribute local seed varieties. Speaking during a recent engagement with farmers and agricultural stakeholders, CTDT Executive Director Charles Nkoma has pointed out that the existing legal framework only permits the distribution and exchange of registered seed varieties most of which are commercial hybrids. Mr. Nkoma has emphasized that these laws are ill-suited to support traditional seed systems. He has further explained that the registration and certification process under the existing laws exclude local seeds, which are typically passed down through generations and adapted to unique local environments. Mr. Nkoma has urged government to revise the seed laws to establish a parallel system that formally recognizes and supports the production, certification and distribution of local seed varieties.
So before you plant any seed for purposes of producing seed, you have to register your variety. Now, the criteria for registering the varieties is not suited for the local seed, because that criteria was developed for commercial varieties like hybrids, for example. So we are now in a situation where, as a country, we need to relook at the law, which we have been doing in the past few months.
The NACO Chief Executive Officer Mukwandi Chibasakunda has commended the government's visionary economic policies, expressing strong support for its efforts to foster inclusive growth and sustainable development. Speaking during the Ministry of Finance town hall meeting, Mr. Chibasakunda praised government's ambitious economic trajectory, particularly the projected GDP growth of 6.6% for 2025. Ms. Chibasakunda has reiterated ZANACO's commitment to being a strategic partner in Zambia's economic transformation. She has emphasized the bank's newly launched You First campaign, which centers on prioritizing customers, employees, communities, and the broader economy. Ms. Chibasakunda has called for continued collaboration between the private sector and government in building a resilient and inclusive economy.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Dairy Association of Zambia, DAZ, has expressed optimism for 2025, anticipating a recovery in milk production after a difficult 2024 marked by severe drought-related setbacks. DAZ Chief Executive Officer Victor Ngandu has projected that milk production will rebound to approximately 79 million litres this year. He has attributed the expected growth to the sector's gradual recovery from last year's losses. Mr. Ngandu has explained that milk output fell sharply in 2024, dropping from 79 million litres to around 71 million litres, as many farmers faced significant losses due to harsh weather conditions. Looking ahead, he has expressed renewed hope for 2025, citing improved rainfall and better pasture availability, which have provided sufficient water and feed for dairy herds, offering a vital lifeline to farmers.
What we are seeing is farmers are projecting that farmers are going to go back to their operating situation, because last year our annual production dropped from 79 million litres per annum in 2023 to about 71, 72, a drop of about 10%. So this year what we're actually seeing is farmers are going to recover on average to 79, but much of it is basically a recovery from the losses farmers made, because you see the drought affected their operating capital stock reduction. But we are seeing we're going to go back to our normal year of production.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Pope Francis has died at the age of 88, the Vatican has confirmed. The Vatican News Service says he died at his residence in the Vatican's Casa Santa Marta. His death comes a day after he appeared in St. Peter's Square to wish Happy Easter to thousands of worshippers. World leaders have been paying tribute, with Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof describing him as a role model for Catholics and non-Catholics alike. The BBC has more.
Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. The Vatican said he had returned to the house of the Father at 7.